Hi, I'm Pastor Sandy Shear. Thank you so much for joining us for the Guts Church podcast. This week, we have the privilege to hear from Pastor Bill. The message was produced with you in mind, and we would love to hear your story of how God is showing himself faithful in your life. Share your story by emailing story@gutschurch.com.
Turn to somebody and say, it's all good. Because it's 2015 and we're starting it off right. Man, we're in the house of the Lord. We're going to break the bread of life. We're going to do some great things this year. And I'll tell you why. Man, God began to put it in my heart in the summer about this year. And I don't know if I told you guys, I think I did. A couple times at services, it got awkward because it was late summer, early fall. And I'm like, oh my gosh, man, I'm ready. I'm charging into 2015 already. Because I know and what God put on my heart, this is for me personally. Okay? And you guys can take it as you will. It's not for the faint of heart, but I'm going to make bold moves in my life. I'm going to take steps of faith. I'm going to take stands of faith and make bold news moves for the kingdom. And I'm excited about it. But I'll tell you, in order to do that here in our church, this is what I'm believing God for in our church is fresh vision. And it's vital. And this way, and really honestly, you can reflect this into your home. It's fresh vision and strong leadership. Because I believe fresh vision, man, is a proponent of strong leadership. We're not just doing what we've already done. And it's not just about realigning the chairs and maybe putting a new singer up here once in a while. No, it's fresh vision. Man, we're gonna win the world to Jesus. And I'm telling you, 2015, man, we're gonna take a big chunk out of that objective in this year. But it's fresh vision and it's strong leadership and it's building, it's growing and building teams. Man, great teams. Man, where I love the whole idea that, man, if in a football game, if a man goes down, next up, man, put the next guy in. And that's honestly, man, this church has such a deep bench. And there's so many avid believers in Jesus that we're ready, that it's fresh vision, it's strong leadership. Man, we're gonna building growing teams. And then, you know what? Man, that we look at lives and it just ends up being changed lives. That's what it all boils down to. That's what we give toward, man, that we tithe, that the windows of heaven are open above our life, that God rebukes the devourer from the midst of us, our fruit won't fall immature from the vine. But then, you know what? We'll be called the delightful land. Man, you know what that equates to? People coming and their lives being changed. See, it's changed lives. That's what this is all about. And you know what? I want to be growing. I want to be changing. Man, there's people in here that have been here for 20 years and, man, sometimes they're not really growing. And man, that's a big concern for me as a shepherd, as a pastor. Man, it's that everybody's growing and everybody's getting bigger and better and stronger and trusting God with everything in their life. But you know, there's things that get in the way of that. Pride gets in the way of it. Offense gets in the way of it. Bad decisions, being in the wrong place with the wrong people. I mean, man, we've got to be vigilant and we've got to be the team God's called us to be and the church that God's called us to be. Man, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what's happening. We've had amazing, man, just we have an amazing staff and amazing leaders in this church. And I'll tell you, man, there's an aspect of this church spiritually where we have leaders that are elders in our church. And how many of you guys love our elders? It's the Houstons and the Englishes and the Washes. Will you guys stand? And Kerry Mitchell, would you guys all stand? Give these guys a hand. And as these guys stand and remain standing, I just want to tell you how proud I am of Kerry. I really am. Her husband, Mason, a dear friend of mine and here at this church, man, went to be with the Lord 10 years ago, and Kerry never broke stride. Kerry's been an elder here in the church and just raising amazing kids, and I'm excited for him. But, man, we're growing and we're adding elders, and we're going to add Matt and Shannon Surrett and Terry and Julie Fisher, if you guys want to stand, are going to become elders in the church. So you guys just listen. This has been well over a year that we've been making this decision. There's more to come, trust me, but as the church grows. But I'm telling you, I'm just excited, and just their feedback to me, how privileged they are and honored they are to be able to serve God. And really honestly, they serve at the pleasure of the leadership of the church, but how it works is to protect the office. And that's what this is. The Bible says, strike the shepherd and the sheep are scattered. And you know what? We're a church that can take a hit. I believe that's a big form of leadership. Leadership is you've got to take responsibility, you got to get out front, and you got to take the hit. And these guys are those people in my life, in Sandy's lives. So let's just take this moment here that we have And let's pray for these guys right now, going into this new year. And with the leader, I'm making bold moves, man. And this is, I believe, one of them. God, I thank you today that your hand's on our lives. God, I thank you for the Houstons, the Washes, the Englishes, the Mitchells. God, I thank you for the Surrettes. God, I thank you today for the Fishers. God, thank you for what you're doing. God, I thank you now for the elevation of this church. God, because of how you're adding to it. In Jesus' name. And everybody said? Amen. Give the Lord one more hand and, man, appreciate these guys. I'm excited about it. You know what else let's do? Hey, I need you guys to pass out these pamphlets, these brochures. It was hard getting back up there, but I'm up. I was talking to Billy Williams at the 9 o'clock service, and he races motorcycles. And I said, man, I'd love to race motorcycles, except for, man, if you fall, I don't mind the falling part, but I'd probably need help getting up. And that's a little awkward. That's embarrassing. So I don't think I'll be doing that. But we've got a Daniel Fast pamphlet for you, booklet for you. And it's what I'm believing God for. I think Taylor communicated it. We're not just saying what you can and can't eat here. Man, if that's what your focus is, it's a diet. But this isn't a diet. At the bottom of this page, I'm believing God for, and we'll open it up. And what I love about this, there's scripture here. Man, what you're believing God for, direction, relationships, health, prosperity. But here's the big part of it for me. All the room for you to fill up and then begin to keep notebooks. That's what I want, 2015, for everybody here to have a notebook of what they're believing God for. You with me on that? Man, it's huge. But we're gonna fast starting at sundown today. And it's starting to, man, if we did in the summer, at least you could have dinner, have a little barbecue and stuff. It stays light later. Now, man, it's dark like at noon, like at 1 o'clock or something. At least it's dark when I get up, from my little nap on Sunday afternoon. It's like, dear God, what has happened to that? I slept the day away. But that's like once in a while. More often than not. If I sit, I sleep now. That's how it works. I'm like a dog. But we're going to get in the Word. You guys ready to get? How many guys brought your Bibles? Yeah. You guys love the Word? Yeah. Man, I love the Word. I do. That's all I got. It really is. If you're wondering, man, what's the answer? The Word? Man, life in the Word is all we have. Fresh vision, strong leadership, growing teams, changed lives. Fresh vision. Say it with me. Fresh vision, strong leadership, growing teams, changed lives. Let's say it again. And that's it. That's it right there. Philippians 3, can you turn there? Philippians, incredible book. Man, big things this year, Eric. 2015. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man, I'm so thankful for the people that God's intersected my life and caused change in me. And man, so many people in this room that just the interaction that I've had, man, I'm just looking, the Pepins, Omar, the impact you've made on my life, son, it's been incredible. And man, the best is yet to come. Philippians 3, verse 12. Not that I've already attained or I'm already perfected. It's interesting. If I wrote a book to the church, I said, well, look, not that I've already attained, not that I'm already perfected. You're like, no, duh. I mean, but Paul, I guess, had it going on. At least he thought he did, maybe. But then he said this, not that I've already attained, I'm already perfected. I'm not the expert here. He said, but I press on. Man, I've got that circled and highlighted and underlined, but I press on. See, that's a key. That's a key to life. We press on. And we're not just walking it off, right? How many coaches in here? Any coaches in here? Man, a kid gets it. He's like, man, you just got to walk it off, son. Just rub some dirt on it. Let's go. Man, we got a game to play. I remember I was in high school. I was a freshman or a sophomore, and this middle linebacker, he made a hit. He's a tough guy. Now, everybody was a tough guy at that point. I was like 5'1 and 110 pounds, and this big senior, and I remember he had mutton chops. How many of you guys remember the mutton chops? He had these mutton chops that were like for days, and he'd crack his helmet. It came over, and I'm like, what kind of, he cracked a football helmet. How'd you crack your helmet? And he'd crack helmets, though. But anyway, he comes off the field, he broke his nose, and knocked four teeth out, knocked two of them out, and only knocked two of them loose. And the coach came over and pulled his teeth. I was like, what? Wow. I'm wanting to pull my jersey off and throw it to somebody. You know, I'm just a little guy, like, golly. And he, I'm sure he was concussed, because I know he was, because on the ride home, he said he didn't remember a thing in the game. And I remember he had a real pretty girlfriend. He didn't remember his girlfriend's name. And guys around him going, this is awesome. She's back on the market. But here's this guy. This coach just put him back out in the game. And he lost four teeth and gave him a new helmet. And it was crazy. But that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm not talking about just getting through it. I'm not just talking about walking it off. I'm talking about, listen, pressing on. But listen, that we may lay hold. See, this is the key. Man, there's a prize in our pressing. I may press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. And man, you think about it, we're not just walking it off. If you're going through hell, don't stop. Don't hit the brakes. No, I agree with that, but we're not just trying to get through this. Man, we're getting through it. We're reaching as we're going. Because listen, brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. We're pressing on and we're reaching forward. What? That I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. But I'm pressing on to the things which are ahead. I press, verse 14, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Can you guys read this with me? Let's all read it together. Verse 14, ready, read. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let's just do it one more time. Ready, read. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. See, this becomes a mantra of our life. This is a big deal. There's a prize. Man, I'm gonna run this race as one who wins. The Bible says, man, we're all running. We're all in the race, but only one wins. Run as one who wins. I'm going to run this race as one who wins. Man, I'm telling you, there's a prize in this, guys, and we've got to live our life. But let me tell you, it's going to require some tempo. It's going to require some passion. It's going to require some new things. You're going to have to change a little bit. And don't listen, if you're in here and you're all stiff-necked and saying, man, I can't change, yes, you can. You're still breathing. Man, we've got to be changing. Why? Because that change is going to produce growth. Man, I'm telling some of you guys in here that the silverbacks that are in here that are, man, you understand your best days are yet to come. Your latter days will be greater than your former. Man, we've got to be the people that God's called us to be. You young people in here, man, it's time for you guys to run this race as one who wins. Man, you don't have to just be glancing behind people. You don't have to be drafting off of people. No, you can run and make the impact on this earth that God's called you to make, to lay hold of that which is laid hold of you. Man, I go to John, the third chapter and the 34th verse. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God does not give the Spirit without measure. Do you know how big that is? Man, if that's what you focused on this entire year, if you realize that greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world, if you realize, listen, that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it lives in you, and God gives you that Spirit without measure. Man, there's no limit to it. Man, that's what God does. The Holy Spirit is without limit in us. Man, write that down. Make sure that that's at your forefront. Man, you're going to do business tomorrow. Man, the Holy Spirit is without limit in you. Oh my gosh, I'm not sure I've got enough resources. I don't know if there's enough people. The Holy Spirit is without limit in you. Man, it's such an amazing promise. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes. This isn't just us thinking about it. Isn't it he who thinks about it? It's he who believes. This is the action of faith. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. He who doesn't believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. God loves it when we act upon our faith in him. Man, just think about it. He who believes, that's it. Man, we put action to our trust. Man, I'm doing it on this platform today. Someone put this built and put this stage together. I'm trusting that. How do you know I'm trusting it? I'm standing on it. Well, this becomes God's promise. God put it together. God manufactured it. God built it. He put it under me. man, it's the next few weeks. I'm going to talk about our foundation. I'm going to talk about our framework. I'm going to talk about how we accessorize our life, because that's so important. Because a lot of times the accessories of our life, you know what? They don't match the frame and the foundation, and it doesn't work. And it begins to affect our foundation. See, we've got to be those people. In 21 days, are you listening to me? In 21 days, we're going to fill this place with people that are crying out to God for health in their bodies. In 21 days. Man, I'm so excited about it. But let me just tell you something else. I want to build a foundation and have a framework to he who believes. Man, he who could put action to what he trusts. Man, how many of you guys in here, man, you built your life on putting action to God's promise? How many of you guys in here? Man, that's the flow that we have to be in. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. Now I flip over a few chapters to the right to John 7 and verse 37. John 7 and verse 37. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." Man, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Man, he who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart, some of your Bible says belly, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. He who believes in Jesus, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Man, you think about this flow. See, we're all worried about the flow that's around us. Man, the flow in your market share, the flow in your cash flow, all this stuff is about flow. But now listen, your flow actually works from within you. Man, you guys that are raising kids, you guys that have teenagers, man, you got to let them know that out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. You don't have to look for other kids. You don't have to look for other assignments. You don't have to look for other parties to get that flow. I'm telling you, that flow comes from within. Why? Because God gives us his spirit without limit. He doesn't measure his spirit to us. He's just dumping out. The Bible even goes so far as to say to be being filled with the Holy Spirit, a constant infilling of the Holy Spirit. Like right now, me just preaching the word, man, you could see a flow of the Holy Spirit just being poured out in my life. And you know what? It makes a mess all over the room. Man, that's what God does in every aspect of our lives. But you know what we've got to do? Man, we've got to tap into that flow. Today, we make covenant with the flow of life in Jesus. Are you with me on that? Man, the flow of life in Jesus. Man, the Prince of Peace, and we're going to get into that in a minute. Man, it's so phenomenal. It's so amazing. In Romans, the 14th chapter, and the 17th verse says, "For the kingdom of God, or God's way of doing things," and this is appropriate for this hour today, "is not eating or drinking." See, we're so worried about what we're not going to eat or what we are going to eat. Man, what if we didn't give that thought to that anymore? What if we took 3 weeks? What if we took 21 days? And we didn't focus on what we're losing. We focus on what we're gaining, because when we fast our flesh, we feast our spirit. Man, you're going to get in the word, and the word's going to become more alive to you than it ever has. Man, you're going to hear his voice and another voice you will never follow. Why? Because you're fasting your flesh. "For the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." Man, everybody read that with me, just that list part. Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Man, that's what our life's made up. And remember, the Holy Spirit without measure. So it's righteousness, peace, joy without measure. Now think about that. Our righteousness is, we're in right standing with God. Man, I'm right with God. What can man do to me? What can man say about me? I'm right with God. That's righteousness. Man, you know, the slings and the arrows that come by day and by night, let me just tell you, man, they don't have any effect on you now. Why? Because you're right with God. Man, being right with God, you know what it does? It cleanses our sin. Being right with God, it remits our sin like it never happened. I'm right with God. That's righteousness. And peace. You know what peace is? It's control. What Jesus said, it's synonymous in the word with prosperity. What Jesus said is, "My peace I give you, my peace I leave with you, not as the world gives." So listen, it's not determined by what's happening outside. It's not determined by your circumstances or your situations or the stresses or the tension that's external. It's determined by one thing: what's going on right here. And remember, rivers of living water, and livers, but rivers of living water that are on the inside that are flowing in our lives. See, so now we look at this and we have to understand, it's like, wait a second, peace is control. So God's given me control back in my life. I'll just tell you, how I live my life is I have to find my peace. Man, Sandy and I for over a year prayed about adding elders. And you know what happened? We found our peace. Man, you find your peace. You're gonna make a big decision. You know, it's interesting, when we early on in our marriage, whenever there was a we're married, so we gotta discuss these things. Okay, purchases. Anything over $50, we're gonna call each other. We're gonna talk to one another before we make that purchase. Then it was anything over $100, and then everything. But the idea of this is that we have to check. We have to have control. See, God wants to give you control back in your life. Man, he wants you to find your peace. Man, any time in my life where I had a check in my spirit, it better have been something brand new, because if it was down the road, I've made some bad decisions. Does that make sense? See, so you have to find your peace. Man, it's been so many times with my kids. Man, if you have your peace, it's beyond your understanding. It leads and guides you, but listen, it guards your heart. That's where God lives. That's out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. So if you find your peace, raising your kids, man, you have to build that kind of verbiage where you say, listen, I can't find my peace, honey. We just have to talk for a minute. Let's pray about this. Man, can I go here? Can I do this? Can I go to this camp? Man, instead of saying, well, yeah, all the other kids are getting to go, we have to let her go. No, we have to find our peace. See, why? Because everything. The kingdom of God is about this, righteousness and peace. And then we get to the joy part. The joy of the Lord's our strength. It's not joy because your team's winning. It's not joy because it's sunny outside. No, it's joy because, man, I'm right with God. I've found my peace, and now it's my strength. The joy of the Lord's our strength. So listen, we have this, and we have it without measure. It's amazing to me. For he who serves Christ, or the anointing one, the anointing, the presence of God, in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Through righteousness, peace, and joy, we're accepted by God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things which one may edify another. Pursue. Jesus said, here's how you pursue. You ask, you seek, and you knock. You ask and keep asking. You seek and keep seeking. You knock and keep knocking. Right? You keep pressing. There's a press in pursuing. Man, you pursue. What are we pursuing? Two simple things. The things which make for peace. I have to find my peace. And we pursue that by which one may edify another, which brings me to what I want you to leave with. I want you to know why you're here at church. I want you to know what these church services mean, what they truly mean. Not what they mean to me, not what they mean to people, not how people define it, what the purpose of these church services. And it's real simple, because it becomes the purpose of our lives. See, it really is. It's not that line, that delineation between the purpose of this church and the purpose of our life. There's no line. It's like, oh my gosh, it's just the purpose. Number one is to honor God. That's why you're here. Yeah, you guys that are new here, might be babes in Christ, you get to scream bloody murder. Someone will come and feed you. You get to soil yourself. Somebody will come and clean it up. You get to make the mess. You don't have to pick up your toys. You're little. So you know what? You start getting bigger. It's like, hey, pick up your toys. Man, you're 5 years old and you're screaming to get fed. You're soiling yourself. No, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's just poor parenting. See, you're here. At some point you get past that. But listen, once you're past that, you don't let pride. You don't let offense. You don't let bad decisions get in that way. So number one, the reason we're here is to honor God. Number two, to edify others. You're like, well, wait a second. What about me? I got an itch I can't get to. Can you scratch my itch? There's so many people that come in, they just need to be burped. They really do. It's like, I got an issue. I got to talk to the pastor. It's like, okay. Hope I'm in a good mood. And then you just pop them up on your shoulder and you pat them a little bit. It's all better now. I really didn't say much. You said everything, but dear God, go your way. Be warm and well fed. Number one, honor God. Number two, edify others. Number three, grow personally. See, it's not to get for somebody to come in here and pat you on the head. It's not for just all the attaboys. Man, I tell you, I appreciate these guys in the band. I appreciate the people that are helping you with your kids right now, that are doing this with your kids, that your kids are leaving here with a love for God and a love for the church. Man, that's so important. I couldn't imagine having been married. I couldn't imagine raising my children. I couldn't imagine just the phases of life that I've been in without the local church, this particular local church. It's just been phenomenal. Just unbelievable. I know that we need to be, but we are examples of just the strength of the local church and what it can do in people's lives. I'm testimony of that. But see, we have to look at it. It's not about me. It's about honoring God. It's about edifying, building people up. That means it's going to take a little time. It's going to, like serving the church, it just equates to building people up. Man, we endeavor to park every car and seat every person. And there's some people who go, man, I can park my own car. I know you can, but I want there to be a meaningful touch or connection in your life. I don't want you to slip in and slip out, which some may want to do. We want to get in your way. And you know what? Just like we want to get in the way of people that make bad decisions, I want to get in the way of people that are trying to go to hell. I want to get in their way. Man, we get in their way often enough, I think, that we could probably steer them to heaven. But see, we honor God, we edify others, and then we grow personally. And that's the question I want to ask you. That's the whole idea of what we do here for you as a church is, are you growing? That's why we have the growth track. That's why we have the second mile. That's why tonight we're going to pray at 7:00. Let me just tell you, man, if you're about two of the three of those tonight, you're going to be growing, I promise you. Just by being here today, you heard something here today that you're going to carry in life. And you know what? You maybe leave here thinking, man, I don't know. Tell me what those points are again. That's why it's important. It's vital. If you want to change the world, you have to take notes. Man, you could take these things. These are business principles you can take. And these are things that you could carry to employees and to staff and to people that you interact with. See, you have to take it to your children. This is why we go to church. This is the purpose, because we're going to honor God. Man, are you honoring God? Man, we're going to help and edify others. Man, we want to build people up. Man, and I'm telling you, you can change. You can. It's in you. You can get better. You can grow. And then you can grow personally. Man, the growth in my life happens because I honor God and I edify others. That's how I grow. It's important for all of us to be growing. That's why we're here. That's why we're here in this room as a church. That's why we're here on this earth as people. As we live and breathe, we honor God, man. And I'm telling you, it's His Spirit without measure. Unlimited, Spirit-filled, Spirit-led life. Wow.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information about this message and others, please visit gutschurch.com.